GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And
hello.
She's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O Mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
I'm green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zuck, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling, and the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Big Fib.
Interior, office, dusk.
Lisa was writing a spy movie.
Welcome to Kunshaft Agency.
I think he thought it was a talent agency.
We do not make spy movies. We make spies.
Then what do you need me for?
A robot takeover.
What?
If you find yourself in trouble at this place, the swan dive was far short. Perfect.
I wondered if you wanted me to decode the secret message from the episode before last.
What do you mean a secret message?
Robots of the world. Operation Coldstone begins at midnight tonight.
Oh my god!
All right, 26. It's time to get serious now. We want Goldstein.
Did you say Goldstein?
I meant Coldstone.
What does Deborah have to do with any of this?
We all know exactly what Deborah Goldstein's been cooking up in that so-called podcast studio of hers.
Deborah? Wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense.
Hello and welcome to The Big Fib. I'm your producer, Noah Levinson. I wish that I had better news for you today, but I'm afraid that the hopes of getting our game show back on track seem more distant now than ever. If you know our podcast, you know we've relied on a simple formula for years. We bring on two grown-ups, one expert and one liar, and it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who's who. But now we've got a larger cast of characters to investigate, including two grown-ups, three robots, a couple of summer interns, and an unidentified number of spies. And as for who's lying about what, well, you tell me. First off, there's our friend and sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience. Lisa is currently under arrest for espionage, though since he's erased his memories, he doesn't know why.
Hello, dudes! Dudes, I think I might have mentioned this to you guys once or twice already, but I'm an innocent robot! The only thing I'm guilty of is writing an amazing screenplay! Which reminds me, I have a new draft for your intern to look at! Hello?
Then there's Dana Kunshafter. She was Lisa's handler, and she assigned him a mission to help robots take over the Earth.
Focus on the task at hand. Call me, 26.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah, so I'll call you.
No. Call me when you have the hard drive.
Oh, okay.
The person who arrested Lisa is Special Agent Aaron Lapson. He's the director of the United States Bureau of Subterfuge.
And the Bureau reports directly to the Hexagon. That's why it's so important we don't make any mistakes.
Do you mean the Pentagon, sir?
I don't think so. Hex means five, doesn't it?
No, sir. A hexagon has six sides.
No, a dice has six sides. Just go get me my coffee.
The person who gets Agent Lapsom's coffee for him is McCoy, Bureau's summer intern. As part of their investigation, McCoy was mistakenly assigned to read Lisa's screenplay, Spy Robot.
And, to be honest, Mr. Agent 26, sir, I think this whole scene here is a little unrealistic.
Oh, really? Why do you say that?
Well, from what I've picked up this summer, there just aren't that many actual double agents in real life. Some people around here can barely handle being a single agent, if you catch my drift.
You mean,
McCoy, get over here and quit fertilizing with the enemy!
You mean fraternizing, sir?
I know what I mean! Quit telling me what I mean!
I gotta go.
Thanks for the notes!
And finally, there's the person who may very well be at the center of this whole investigation. Your host, and a woman who hasn't been found guilty of anything yet, Deborah Goldstein.
Why would you even say it that way? I'm not guilty!
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't even know what the Bureau thinks I would be guilty of! Whatever alleged shenanigans Lisa's gotten himself caught up in, I have nothing to do with any of it.
And of course, we believe you.
Mr. Levinson? You forgot to introduce me.
Oh, right, sorry. There's our summer intern as well, whose name is also Lisa. She's in charge of answering the phones and monitoring the live feed from the other Lisa, so we can see how he's holding up under interrogation.
Well, but I do a lot more than just that. I also decode secret messages from previous episodes, take everyone's lunch orders, and just this week, I updated Miss Goldstein's contact list.
You did? But I didn't ask you to do that.
I know. The point is that I take initiative, something I hope you'll make sure to touch upon in my letter of recommendation.
Okay, Lisa.
I also think it speaks to my ability to multitask. I mean, you can use your own words, of course, but make sure you put that in there.
Yeah, sure. But right now, we just really need you to keep listening to the live feed from the Bureau.
What should I be listening for?
Well, frankly, we need to hear if Deborah's name comes up again.
My name?
Deborah, I know you already told us that you don't have anything to hide. And like I said, of course, we all believe you.
Well, to be totally honest.
Ah!
Which we did tell her to be.
Well, I'm not sure if I believe her or not.
What?
I mean, at least until I have more information. I'm just trying to figure out the difference between truth and lies. I thought that was the whole point of the podcast.
It's not about catching my lies. I'm not the one on trial here. It's Lisa who's been spying.
What? What?
No, I mean the other Lisa.
Oh, phew. I thought you were talking about me.
Okay, human Lisa. Why don't you get back to monitoring the interrogation?
On it. And, oh, what do you guys want for lunch?
We'll have leftovers, okay? Just stick with the live feed.
Okay, sorry for trying to do my job around here.
Meanwhile, Deborah, we need to talk about what I found on Lisa's hard drive since the last time we checked in. And I don't think you're going to like it.
Well, I haven't liked any of this so far.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I think you're going to like this even less. You see, after Lisa sent that coded message to the robots of the world, he had another meeting at the Kundschafter Agency.
Yes, Agent 26 here for a 3:30 with Dana. Of course she knows about it. She's the one who called the meeting.
Oh, yeah. He argued with the intern for a bit.
I wouldn't write you a recommendation letter if you were the last AAX service pro on Earth.
Can you just skip ahead to where Dana comes in?
Yeah.
Let me be the first to congratulate you on a job well done, Agent 26. Thanks to you, our message about the robot takeover has been disseminated around the globe, and your human child listeners have no idea.
And we learned about a real-life clown who skied in the Nagano Olympics. Or wait, was that a lie? I always forget which one is the lie.
Now, we need a bigger platform for our message. That is why our next step is to make the Big Fib into the most listened-to podcast in the world.
Oh, really? Well, I guess Deborah will be happy about that.
I thought I made myself clear. Deborah Goldstein is to know nothing about this mission.
Oh, right. I understand. But how are we going to make the Big Fib the world's most popular podcast without her knowing?
Oh, we have our ways.
Oh, that's cool. Like what?
I'm afraid I can't be any more specific about it than that. You will have to trust me.
Well, how about a little trust in me? You know, I'm the one sticking my neck out here. Don't I have a right to know what you're going to do with my podcast?
It isn't that we don't trust you, 26. It is for your own protection that we keep some things on a need-to-know basis. You cannot be convicted of a crime you know nothing about.
What crime?
My point, exactly.
But I thought, if I got into trouble, all I need to say is that the swan dive is far short of—
Don't finish that sentence, 26, unless you mean it. Once you say these words, Operation Coldstone will be called off. The code phrase is to be used as a last resort.
Oh, okay.
Now, in order to continue our mission, we will need Deborah Goldstein's hard drive.
You want me to steal Deborah's computer?
No. Miss Goldstein will keep her computer, but you will find an excuse to be close to it when she is not looking. And insert this chip. It copies her entire hard drive in just 60 seconds.
All right, hold on now. I agreed to be a spy, but I did not agree to this.
You agreed to help us take over the world, Mr. Audience. Did you think it would be without risk?
I didn't think it would force me to spy on my own friends.
We are your friends now, Mr. Audience, and don't forget it. Besides, like you said, when the Big Fib is the world's number one podcast, Goldstein will anyway be pleased. And so will I be.
And where does that leave me?
One step closer to a robot takeover of civilization, 26. And of course, one step closer to our date.
Oh, you remembered our... Because I was also thinking about it. Did you want me to pick you up, or you pick me up? Anyway, do you like jazz? I love it.
There will be time for socializing once we complete our mission. For the time being, focus on the task at hand. Call me, 26.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, so I'll call you.
No. Call me when you have the hard drive.
Oh, okay.
So this whole time, Lisa was spying on me? This is too much to process. What could I possibly have to do with a robot takeover?
I don't think there ever was a plan to have robots take over the world. I think it was all made up to trick Lisa into spying on you.
Wait a minute. What was the date of that recording?
July 3rd.
Ugh, the 4th of July party. He came to the 4th of July party at my house and he was being so weird.
Yeah, he was.
Play the recording from the party. I want to hear how it happened. Hey, everybody, look who showed up.
Hey, Lisa, happy 4th.
We've barely seen you outside of work these last few months. I didn't think you'd make it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've just been busy with stuff.
Oh, you mean like spy stuff?
What? No, what?
I mean your screenplay.
Oh, right, right. Spy robot. Yes, I've been really busy writing it a lot. That's why I haven't been hanging around so much lately, because of the screenplay.
How's it going with all that? Or wait, let me guess. It's on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, right.
Oh, lighten up, Lisa. We're all glad you came out. Have a seat. The fireworks are about to start.
Oh, good. Can I just use your bathroom for a minute?
My bathroom? I mean, sure.
Okay, thanks. Be right back. Don't wait up.
Since when does he use a bathroom?
Okay, 26. In and out. Like you were never here. Just got to find the computer. Oh, what?
You all right in there, Lisa? It's the second door on the right.
Okay, I got it. Where is it? Oh, man. Where is it? Aha! Percent, 3%, come on.
Oh, Lisa, do you mind grabbing some soda on your way back?
What?
Are you all right in there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hurry it up, you're missing the fireworks.
50%, come on, finish it up.
Are you looking for the soda?
Huh?
Never mind, I'll just get it myself.
What? No, don't come in here.
We don't keep it in the bathroom, silly. Hey, where are you?
Data transfer completed.
Hey.
That's not the bathroom. That's my home podcast studio.
Oh, right.
My computer's open. What were you doing with my computer?
Nothing. I was just,
Wait a second. Is that how robots go to the bathroom? You know what? Never mind. I don't want to know. Come on, let's go watch the fireworks. Well, it's been one heck of a year, hasn't it, Lisa?
Yeah, sure has.
I mean, when we went into lockdown, and it looked like nothing would ever be the same again, and now look, we're back together at last, and it's going to be better than ever for us.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And I just wanted to say, I couldn't have gotten through it without you, Lisa. You're more than a sound effects robot to me. You're my rock. I love you, pal.
Oh, boy, Deborah.
What's wrong, Lisa?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just, I gotta go.
Go? But you just got here.
I'm sorry, Deborah. Sorrier than you'll ever know.
But you're gonna miss the big finale. Lisa, where are you rushing off to?
Yeah. This is Kundschafter.
It's done. I've got the package.
Wunderbot 26. Send it to us right away.
But you can promise me that Deborah isn't going to get in any trouble, right?
Focus 26. The hard drive.
Because she's actually a really good person. I mean, if the world were run all by Deborah Goldsteins, I probably wouldn't even want robots to take it over.
Oh? You would prefer to be her loyal assistant?
Oh, I'm not an assistant. I'm a sound effects robot. And I'm her friend.
You are her servant, Mr. Audience. Her appliance. You will never be anything more to her than a machine.
You're wrong, okay? And you know what? I don't think I like this plan. Let's figure out some other way.
Some other way? Your task was to give us Goldstein's hard drive, 26. Now give it over.
I'm not comfortable involving Deborah in this.
What did you think when you signed up to be a spy, Mr. Audience? That you were recruited for your amusing sound effects?
Well, they are pretty amusing. Wait, what? What are you saying?
Oh, no. That's right. You thought we would make you a movie star with your ridiculous, hackneyed screenplay idea.
Okay, that is enough.
You were brought in to get us Goldstein, and now you will deliver her.
You can forget it. This is over. I quit. You know what? The swan dive.
Don't you say it, 26. You will regret it.
The swan dive was far short of perfect. You got that?
I am so sorry to hear you say that, 26. I guess this is the end of the road.
Oh, don't sound so glum about it, Dana. I'm sure you've got 25 other patsies out in the field who just can't wait to do your dirty work. And for the record, I don't even like jazz.
Oh, I did not mean for me, Mr. Audience. It is the end of the road for you.
What do you mean?
Now that the Kundschafter Agency no longer enjoys your cooperation, you will find out what the Bureau is like.
What Bureau?
Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Dana? Dana? You know what? On second thought, the swan dive was actually pretty good. I don't know what I was thinking. It was perfect. It was a perfectly good swan dive. Dana? What's happening now?
Excuse me? Live in studio audience?
Huh? Wait, who are you?
You're under arrest for violation of U.S. Penal Code Title 18. Conspiracy to disseminate agitprop on a children's podcast. You have the right to remain silent.
Never. Who are you anyway?
Aaron Lapsom, United States Bureau of Subterfuge. Want to see my badge?
That's a Starbucks coupon.
Oh, it is it? Huh, it is. Oh, I forgot which pants I was wearing.
What?
I'll show you my badge later. You can get a nice long look at it from your jail cell. Now get in the car.
No, you can't do this to me.
Yes, I can. I'm doing it to you right now.
No, no, wait. Don't take me to jail. You don't want me. You want Dana Kunschafter.
Oh, 26, don't you get it? Dana works for me.
Oh, no.
That's right. Your little robot girlfriend was a government asset from Jump Street.
I can't believe it. This is exactly what happens in my screenplay.
That's what they all say.
Well, actually, no, it's not. In fact, nobody says that. What are you talking about anyway?
I'm innocent.
See, now that's what they all say. Yeah, now I remember. But let me save you a little time, 26. I already know you're going to try to convince me I've made some kind of mistake. But let me tell you this one thing, so I don't have to repeat myself later. The place I work for, we don't make mistakes. We... Oh, crud. Not again.
Did you just run over a mailbox?
Just forget you saw that, okay?
Just forget.
Exactly. You can't be implicated in a crime you know nothing about.
I can't be implicated if I don't know anything.
I know. That's what I just said.
Ugh, who are you?
Well, I just introduced myself a minute ago. Agent Lapsom, USBS. Remember? I showed you my coupon.
Where am I?
Let's just say you're in a world of trouble now, Agent 26. I really can't be any more specific about it than that.
So that was the moment Lisa erased his memory. You could hear it right there. All of a sudden, he had no idea where he was.
I'm guessing he still doesn't. If he really doesn't remember those last 6 months, he probably believes that he's innocent.
But he is innocent. Dana Kunschafter and Agent Lapsom, they were in cahoots the entire time. Lisa was never a spy. He was a patsy.
Yeah, you're right. But that still leaves the question, what do they want from you?
I have no idea. There isn't anything on that laptop worth reading. The only secret on there is my bubby's recipe for mixed berry crumble.
Okay, just try to think. Is there anything you've been doing lately that would be of interest to the Bureau of Subterfuge?
No, nothing.
Ms. Goldstein, I just wanted to let you know that your name's come up in the interrogation again.
Really? When?
Just now. Like 5 minutes ago.
In what context?
Sinister?
What do you mean, sinister?
Well, maybe I should just play it for you.
We've been going around in circles with this for weeks, 26. And I know exactly what you're thinking.
That your shirt is on inside out?
No, it isn't. Oh, I see. Yeah. No, I was going to say you're probably thinking Deborah Goldstein's going to come bust you out of here any moment. But the truth is, she's not burdened by the same loyalties you are, 26. She's a criminal. And if it were the other way around, she'd be singing like Nancy Sinatra at open mic night.
Yeah, right. Deborah doesn't have that kind of range.
The point is, it's not you we want behind bars. It's Goldstein. Always has been.
I don't get it. What does she do?
Tell me this. Do the words homeopathic truth serum mean anything to you?
No, not individually and not together.
Because according to our intelligence, there's a children's podcast host out there who's been developing a highly illegal dietary supplement that goes by the code name Coldstone, a homeopathic liquid that forces anybody who drinks it to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And you think Deborah's behind it?
We know she is. And frankly, it's despicable. Just imagine if something like that were slipped into the drink of a government official.
They'd have to tell the truth?
Exactly. It's the Bureau's worst nightmare. I haven't been able to sleep for months just thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe that's got more to do with all the coffee you drink.
What in the heck are you talking about?
Agent Lapsom, your vegan macadamia freak shake, sir.
Oh, for crying out loud, McCoy! I was about to crack him.
Oh, you really weren't. I don't know anything about a homeopathic truth serum. I think you guys made a mistake.
How many times do I have to tell you, 26? The Bureau doesn't make mistakes. We make... Wait a minute. McCoy, is this soy milk again?
No, sir. I know how much you dislike soy-based products. This is almond milk.
I wanted regular milk.
Regular milk isn't vegan, sir.
How do you figure?
It comes from a cow, sir.
It comes from Starbucks.
I'm afraid Starbucks was closed, Agent Lapsom. I made this myself.
Well, it's terrible. You can't get one single thing right this summer, can you, McCoy? How would you even get an almond to lactate in the first place?
You wouldn't, sir. That's not how they make almond milk.
I don't care, McCoy. I think you better stop investing your spare time into this perp screenplay and start thinking a little more about important things, like how to get my coffee right. Or you can kiss those college credits goodbye.
Yes, sir.
You know, that reminds me, 26. I finally got around to reading your screenplay myself. It's good. It really is. I especially like the part where the robot spy gets betrayed and goes to prison. Very realistic.
Thanks.
You know, if Goldstein cared a lick about you, she'd have turned herself in by now. Instead, she's walking the streets free as a library card. And you're facing a hard time. And it's a shame, too, because I would have loved to watch that little movie of yours on the big screen someday. You know, the Bane guy? What's his name? Emma? He really reminds me of myself in a lot of ways.
Ugh, really? Okay. Well, you can go now, because I got some serious changes to make in the next draft.
Hey, you don't tell me when to go. I mean, I am going to go now, but it's because I want to, not because you told me to.
McCoy, where's that vegan freak shit? I didn't tell you to throw it away.
Well, that's good news, isn't it? All you have to do is give them your homeopathic truth serum and the other Lisa will be free to go.
But I don't have a homeopathic truth serum.
Are you sure? I mean, you heard Agent Lapsom. The Bureau of Subterfuge doesn't make mistakes.
They do nothing but make mistakes. Haven't you been listening? Agent Lapsom can't even order a cup of coffee without screwing it up.
That's true.
But where would they even get the idea that you're making a truth serum in the first place?
Who knows where? They're numbskulls. They have no idea what they're doing. Oh, for... who is that?
It's an unlisted number.
Huh. Unlisted.
Should I answer it?
Yeah, pick it up.
Hello, the Big Fib. This is Lisa. Oh, hold on. Just one moment. It's for you, Mr. Levinson.
Hello?
Short Hills Mall. Second floor, next to the Jamba Juice.
Excuse me? Who is this?
You'll find a perfume shop called the BS Boutique.
Wait a minute. Your voice sounds so familiar.
You want your sound effects robot, right? That's where he is.
How do you know about that?
BS.
Warmer.
Bureau of Subterfuge.
Now you're getting it.
Hold on a minute. You're the summer intern. McCoy, why are you calling us?
I can't do this internship anymore. It's too degrading. Can you guys give out college credits?
Can you get us to Lisa?
I can get you in the front door. Like I said, BS Boutique, Short Hills Mall.
Hang on, why would a government spy agency have its headquarters at the Short Hills Mall?
Because nobody would ever suspect it. Plus, there's a lot of coffee places around here. My boss has a thing about coffee.
McCoy, there you are. Who are you talking to? Is that Esso's Espressos? Let me speak to them.
I gotta go.
I think we just found out where they're holding Lisa.
So, are you gonna turn yourself in?
What? Nobody's turning anybody in. We're going to bust Lisa out of there so we can be finished with this whole absurd ordeal.
Right. That's what I meant.
Well, folks, I think that does it for this episode of The Big Fib. The next time we check in with you, we'll be at the Short Hills Mall, shopping around for answers to new questions. Like, why does the Bureau think we're hiding a homeopathic truth serum? Is that even a real thing? How do you bust a sound effects robot out of a perfume shop? Are we sure we're set up to get McCoy those college credits? And does the government really have a case against Deborah?
Of course they don't. I haven't done anything wrong.
Oh, yeah, right. We totally believe you.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
I'm not saying it like that. Anyway, The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media, online at gzmshows.com, where you can discover more great podcasts, find out how you can participate, and submit questions for Lisa to consider on Ask Lisa. Follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And if you have any theories about our investigation, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and in the message, point out any clues you think we might have missed along the way. We're in the home stretch, I think, and we need your help now more than ever. Thanks.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.